1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show.
In front of the Dalton Mall in Torrance, California, Jay Santos is with us, and he joins us on our Newsmaker line. Jay is with an organization called the Citizens Auxiliary Police. An auxiliary police organization, Jay, not an official police organization?
We, Phil, assist in police work. We take a look around and see what needs to be done in our neighborhoods, and we do try to assist the police in crowd control and security. We are just sort of an extra set of eyes and ears, if you will, for police officers.
What are you doing out in front of the... I understand there's a Dalton Pharmacy there in the Dalton Mall.
We are... people basically, Phil, as you know, yesterday anthrax was discovered in Florida. This is a concern for the citizens. I'm here with a couple of our sub-corporals and sub-commanders. Anthrax is a reality. And we feel that it's important to make sure that we don't have carriers of anthrax.
Do you really think that that's a probability out here in California, or anywhere for that matter, other than the place where they found it?
I'm not willing to take a chance with the future of this country. I'm not willing to take a chance with the future of my children. My kids go to school in this area. My wife shops at this very mall. If anybody has got the gall, the unmitigated gall, and excuse my language, Phil, but the brass balls to walk around with anthrax and breathe it on me or my wife or my kid, yeah, you bet I want to know something about it.
All right, well, what we got was you guys are doing a flare drop out in front of Dalton Pharmacy.
We have dropped flares in this area. And
what is a flare drop for people who don't know?
A flare drop, Phil, we just drop flares to form a pathway so that when people do see the flares, they walk within the flares. That forms a pathway outside of the pharmacy so that we can begin the nasal swab. Now, we have two swab stations. Tomorrow, we hope to have three swab stations. And
you're applying nasal swabs to people coming out of pharmacies because you believe them to be sick. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Why? I mean, people go into pharmacies for a lot of things.
Well, people primarily go into pharmacies because they're sick. And if somebody is sick, I think we ought to do a nasal swab. And I mentioned this to Major Elvis Newton. I think we need to do a nasal or snot swab on these people. Now,
You're not a doctor, right?
Technically, no, I'm not a doctor, but...
So calling it a snot swab...
I understand. It's a colloquial... I didn't know the word.
There's mucus in the nose.
I'm sorry?
It's called mucus.
All right, sir. 25 suspense, right?
Okay. It's called mucus, right?
I understand that. We're making a note of that now. But what we're going to do is swab the inside of the nose of anybody coming out of the pharmacy for to see if they don't have anthrax. And then we put, you call it mucus, I just call it snot, on mucus. Is that the, what we're talking about, Phil, is the green chunky stuff that comes out of your nose?
Yeah, that's mucus, okay? That's mucus.
All right, sir. We'll put that on a slide. And Bill Kaniki, whose son has entered in three consecutive science fairs, has had a blue ribbon in each of three consecutive science fairs. We'll do a cursory analysis of the snot or the mucus, and then we'll see whether there's anthrax bugs in it. If there are anthrax bugs in it, then obviously we're going to, I don't know what we'll do then, probably shut the pharmacy down for the best way we know how.
If you guys, first of all, are not doctors and...
Well, Phil, we're the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We wear a blue armband and we are trying to save lives. That's not really the point.
Okay, all right, let's just say that you guys are checking and you find anthrax in someone's nose. You're going to shut down the pharmacy.
Because that was the last known area where they were.
But you don't know where they got the anthrax.
I don't know.
How about contacting the health department?
That is correct, and that's what we will do. And I'll make a note of that, too. So we'll contact the health department.
And the mucus is called mucus. It's not called snot.
All right.
1-800-449-8686.
Bill, there are a lot of very confused people out here. There's a lot of panicked people. This anthrax thing has got everybody.
Well, I'd like to weigh in on this, if I could. The anthrax thing in Florida, although it may be some kind of criminal activity, is far from a terrorist attack. There are two cases. One of them is dead. The other is not. And that's it. And there's been an awful lot of panic.
Well, I'll tell you something right now. I'd rather panic than have some anthrax-ridden guy come walking into my house, sit down and have breakfast with my wife, or God forbid my wife should have sex with another man, and I hope it never happens. What if he had anthrax? If we find anthrax, we'll scrub the perp down with Dove antibacterial soap. My wife did get the mega size at Costco last week, so we've got plenty.
All right, and then you inform the health department.
That is correct.
It sounds like a hive of activity out there.
We've got a lot of people. We are stopping. There's two or three people they're giving us. And we got a problem. So two or three people they're giving a nose swab to right now, and they are obviously not cooperating. So.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are stopping people leaving pharmacies down there in Torrance. And if they have... And they're putting Q-tips up their nose to do a nose swab to see if there's anthrax in their nose. Jay?
Right here, Phil.
You say some people are not cooperating?
We got a few people that think that they are bigger than the law. I can tell you this much right now. If you do not submit to the nose swab or to the snot swab, then we have to question your patriotism. And if you resist, then we do give you a lapel pin with a Q-tip surrounded by a red circle and a slash. That means you resisted anthrax testing. And then try getting through airport security, because it's not going to happen.
Do people have to have an I've tested for anthrax button to get through airport security?
That is my understanding.
Well, that's got to be bullcrap, because I haven't heard it.
That's my understanding.
Well, that's got to be bullcrap, okay? If you force anthrax testing, okay?
We don't force AIDS. No, we don't force AIDS testing. Only because that is sex between adults. The reason why we force anthrax testing is very simply this. That's an animal in a human. Now you got some problems. You understand what I'm saying?
So that if the anthrax, you can't get that by having sex with an animal.
My understanding is anthrax is something that both humans and animals get. And what that means to me, and I think your audience ought to be very clear on this. So what are you talking about? You're telling me somebody isn't...
Somebody isn't what?
I think it bears looking into.
Look, if you think that people get anthrax by having sex with animals, it's...
It's the only one that animals and humans get.
Animals and humans get it. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean a guy's had sex with an animal.
Well, the point is, it could. And if it does, that means we got some big problems. Because now, as a result of the panic and the terror that Osama bin Laden has visited on this country, people have lost their minds and they're having sex with sheep. We got to check into that.
All right, hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. I personally, and I'm going out on a limb, I don't think what he's doing is constitutional. He's stopping people, forcing them. He is stopping people and forcing them to have their noses swabbed out to see if there's what he calls the anthrax bug. And he made the point. We don't force AIDS testing. Why do we force anthrax testing? Because in his opinion, it could mean sex between a human and an animal. I think this is wrong, and it's got to be unconstitutional. It's the Citizens Auxiliary Police down there, 1-800-449-8686. But this is what I'm talking about when I talk about this panic. He doesn't have a doctor looking at those slides. He's got somebody's kid who won a science fair 3 years in a row. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We're with Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. They are doing some kind of a nasal swab at the Dalton Pharmacy. How do you know, how does this kid know who's looking at the mucus under a slide know that it's anthrax?
He has a photograph or picture, Phil, from his science book, and he just looks at the picture of the anthrax bug, and he'll look and see if it looks like it, then that's what it is.
Okay, now that's the second time I've heard that. Do you hear that?
We're doing a nasal swab right now. Hold on. Hold him down. We are doing a nasal swab right now.
That man sounds like he's in pain. Is that a man in pain?
Phil, the nasal swab can be a painful test, but it is important to probe as far up into the sinus with the Q-tip as possible. And hold, just hold him.
What do you mean hold him? I hear you telling somebody to hold someone down. If you are hurting somebody, you're going to get sued.
I'm not hurting. We can't get sued. It's just auxiliary police. They can't get sued.
Doing a nasal swab looking for anthrax, man. They've had two cases in Florida, and you're standing outside of a pharmacy. Here is Amy on the Phil Hendry Show. Amy, go ahead.
I think this guy is absolutely out of his mind. What are you talking about? You can't do any invasive procedure on a patient without proper consent. You should be having lawyers lining up outside of your building.
What if we've got people walking around?
Hey, buddy, I don't care. You're causing mass hysteria in the state of California.
Okay, I got it.
You are insane.
Let me ask a question.
Knock it off.
Okay, listen, Jay.
I am a critical care nurse with training.
Have you ever treated anybody with it?
You can only get the anthrax virus from eating.
What are you doing? What are you doing to people?
Undercooked, from getting it from airborne. And from getting it through a scratch through your hand.
And if you get it airborne, it goes into your nose. Hello. Now the most
painful
part.
Yeah, well, guess what, buddy? You're doing an invasive procedure on patients without consent.
All right, I got it.
You're holding people down.
Yes,
buddy, you are out of your mind.
Are you holding someone?
If I was a lawyer, I'd be all over you right now. You are insane.
You are holding people down.
Pack up,
ma'am.
Go pack it up, buddy. You're causing mass hysteria.
Don't you use that language with me, young lady, and I will ask you to move along with
me. Listen, buddy, I am a medical professional considered to be an expert in my field.
Absolutely. This lady's a nurse.
You have a scientist out there doing your correct diagnosis. Who are you?
Ma'am, Bill Kaneki's son has won three science fairs.
You are not even a police officer.
Three science fairs.
You are not even a police officer. You don't even have a true microbiologist.
Okay, I am listening to people being held down. They're in obvious pain.
Exactly.
Well,
what are you doing?
The nasal cavity has to be expanded to look and see if there's anthrax up there.
You can't see it. It's a microbe. It's a bacteria.
You put the microscope into the nasal area.
What? You take the slide, I thought, and put it on the slide and put it under the microscope.
I see that was not, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, you're not familiar with that.
You're not familiar with this, yet you're doing this test. You're authorized, really.
The health department should
be shutting you down.
You say you're a nurse.
The health department should be on your case. You can't do this. You're not even going to diagnose it correctly.
Well, ma'am,
you're going to hurt people's minds because you're going to cause mass hysteria.
I'm listening to people in pain, and there is no reason to be checking people and doing what you call a snot swab for anthrax
when we've got two lousy cases. You're really intelligent.
I'm listening to either you stop hurting those people, Mr. Santos, or I will call the police. And
we assist the police, and I got a blue armband and everything. Now we are the
blue armband doesn't make you anything. You're on neighborhood watch, buddy. You're not a cop.
No,
who do you think you are?
I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police. I happen to be a sub corporal.
Sub-corporal, nothing, buddy. I save lives for a career.
That's what Citizens Auxiliary Police about. We save lives.
No, you're not saving lives. You're putting lives in danger.
All right, stop it.
All right, I'll knock it off for a minute.
What are you doing, holding people down? Thank you very much, Amy, for your call. Holding people down and making them take a freaking microscope up the nose. Tim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
First off, I love the remarks on this, but this guy, I apologize. First off, the first problem I have with this is you're telling me that if I don't have a cotton swab up my nose, that I'm not a patriot to this country?
Why would you not want to take a snot swab to make sure that you are not carrying the anthrax bug that you're going to sneeze on
someone? Because I don't want some stranger shoving a cotton swab up my nose that doesn't know what he's doing. If I have a question of my anthrax, I'm going to go to a doctor or to a nurse, somebody who knows what they're doing.
Will you
taken care of?
Sir, right now the anthrax bug is what Osama bin Laden might drop on us. And we got to make sure that you don't have it up your nose. Because that's where it starts.
So I'm supposed to walk up to so-called auxiliary police that has a blue armband on, and they're going to be able to specify that for me by shoving a microphone or a microscope or a Q-tip up my nose.
Let me ask you a question. Why would you be reluctant to take the mucus swab?
I would not be reluctant as long as it was by a professional.
Well, I don't see
you, sir, are not a professional.
Well, sir, I'm doing the best I can. We are trying to.
Okay, if you want to do the best you can, you need to get a doctor.
If you refuse to take the swab, it leads me to believe that
you
might.
You do not need to force anybody to do it.
I'm going to ask a question that's painful for me to ask. But as you know, anthrax is a microbe that both humans and animals can get. Have you had some sort of contact with an animal?
Yes, I do. I have a contact with animals every day.
Animals get
cold, so do I have to worry about getting a cold every day? Animals do get the AIDS virus. Do I have to worry about contracting the AIDS virus?
May I ask you if it's sexual in nature?
That is a ridiculous question.
You are insane.
I'm asking you a question.
What kind of thoughts are going through your head?
I'm sorry, I don't think about
people having sex with animals every day.
Well, sir, you are calling from Wichita, Kansas, and with all due respect to the great state of Kansas, we know that some people in those parts of the country...
I'm sorry, you're mistaken with your family,
enjoy.
Not ours, okay?
Okay, I'll take the boy. If you were in front of me right now, mister, you'd feel a little, you'd feel some knuckles.
This is where we're going now.
If you would take it with the police, and they would have you stopped.
Absolutely. This is where we're going now. Physical violence.
That guy called. He thinks I'm screwing sheep.
Well, you asked him if he was. Eileen, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi. That guy is on people's noses. Who does he think he is?
Are you doing it?
He's not even qualified to do that.
Are you doing it? Are the police doing it? Are any doctors doing it? No, they're not, ma'am. Citizens are very
clean.
Yes,
they are. Doctors are doing it. I live in West Palm Beach, Florida. You think I'm worried?
When did you submit yourself to a nasal swab?
No. Why would I?
Because there's a possibility. Have you been around any kind of a farm animal? Have you been around
No,
an animal?
I haven't.
All right.
And I'm not sick. And
live
I live here in Florida, and I'm
right.
not jumping to conclusions like you are.
You live in Florida, and you...
Why don't you let the proper authorities take care
mucus.
Of it?
Green mucus.
Oh, come on.
He's not even a doctor. He can't take people and just make them submit to a swab.
Well, guess what? I'm doing it. Yeah.
Well, you're doing it illegally, and you're going to get sued.
Well, let me tell you something. Anthrax is a disease that animals and people share. Osama bin Laden has finally driven us to such a point of panic that people are having sex with animals.
The man that died here in Florida, his wife didn't catch it from him. Why are you making, jumping to conclusions there?
His horse didn't catch it from him. Is that what you're telling me?
Why are you so worried? Why don't you just wait and see what happens? Why are you
All right, Eileen. All right. Thanks for calling. Let's go on. What do you mean, his horse?
That's what she said.
Sean, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Sean, hello.
Oh, Sean, let me turn my radio down there, Phil. I'd like to talk to this gentleman here.
We're doing the things like that, and what we're trying to do is keep these people from spreading anthrax to every part. We're just doing a nose swab. What's the big deal?
Hello.
Everybody doing that.
Go ahead.
Phil?
Go ahead.
I'd like to say something to this gentleman. I don't believe he thinks he knows what he's talking about.
25.3.
I live 10 miles away from where this incident in Boca Raton is going on,
you knock it with your two-way radio, okay?
I'm getting some reports.
Hey, look at Sean. Just say what you're going to say, and don't worry about
it.
Just keep
going. Okay, here's what I'm
going
to say.
Will you shut up with your radio?
About people screwing animals is just totally out of the ordinary, and it's totally wrong.
Anthrax
is not a contagious disease.
It's not a contagious disease.
No, it's an infectious disease.
Well, then how
get it from screwing animals. You don't get it from doing anything except for handling animals. They may be infected with
handling
this disease.
Handling animals. There you go.
Okay. Animals that are infected with this disease are not in this country. They are eliminated as soon as they are found. Oh, absolutely,
you
sir.
Know,
rebut.
I beg your pardon?
Rebut. Tell me that they are not.
Who's
when is the last anthrax case in a cattle herd in this country had been found?
Okay, but the last anthrax case in this country meant that at least 50 cowboys were infected,
too. In a sheep herd in this country,
that's
when has it been found?
That's right, and a whole lot of sheep herders are sick.
When?
Will you please answer the guy's question? Answer the man's question.
On these grounds, sir.
Right now, there's got to be an animal someplace that guy infected
that guy. In this country. Can you say
something? You sound pretty defensive.
I don't think you can, sir.
Have you got anthrax?
I think you're misinformed.
Have you got
anything that you're doing?
Yes, 2 days ago. I got the answer 2 days ago.
Where? Come on, tell me about it.
Boynton Beach.
Okay.
In Boynton Beach? Excuse me, sir. I live in Boynton Beach.
Yeah, it was found at your house.
All right, idiot. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
What do you want?
Music, Citizens Auxiliary Police music.
We're done with the bit. We're done with this segment interviewing you.
We are contracted to have the Citizens Auxiliary Police music played at the end of every interview with either Major Elvis Newton, myself, or any sub-corporal.
Now, all right, play his music.
I don't know what the big deal is. We got a hard-on for it, Phil. All it was our music played.
There's your music.
Hold that guy down.
Quit giving these guys nasal swabs, okay?
A duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
And protecting America from sheetbangers.
Leave that guy alone.
That's right. That's our big tagline. Leave that guy alone. Citizens Auxiliary Police.
That's great, man.